We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of Talking Halos. I am your host today, Jared Timms, and I am joined alongside my co-host, my partner in crime, Nate Green. Nate, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Jared. How about you?
I'm not doing too bad. Might sound a little bit weird here. I'm going for the living room recorder. Wow, I can't talk today. It's been a minute since we've podcasted. A little brain funk. But yeah, we're back. We're ready to go. And gonna throw this one out there too, talking with the company that we are gonna try to live stream games so you guys can watch them, and we will kind of talk our way through it. We'll see how that goes. We might try that tomorrow or tonight. Today is Monday when you're listening to this. I know we record on a Sunday. Might try that tonight. So if anybody is interested, Nate, are you doing anything?
Maybe give them another day to listen to it. So let's do Tuesday.
Well, I can't do Tuesday. I got a game Tuesday, Nate.
Oh.
I coach Little League.
That's right.
So we might go Monday and just give it a try.
Okay.
All right. So besides the point, though, don't forget it's Blue Wire, Blue Wire, Blue Wire, Blue Wire, Blue Wire, Blue Wire. And yeah, you know, big series for the Angels off to their best start since 2004 when they started the year off 20-10. I think they ended up losing against the White Sox, who ended up winning the World Series against the Astros that year. Mm-hmm. Josh Paul, AJ Pruszynski, Delio,
still haunts Angel fans to this day.
Still haunts.
And I would say Angel fans still hate the Chicago White Sox to this day because of that.
It's not even Chicago White Sox. And it's AJ Pruszynski. And AJ Pruszynski didn't do a thing. He really didn't do anything.
I mean, it was a pretty good acting job.
Yeah.
He knew it didn't hit the ground. So yeah, let's just move on before we get everyone upset.
We are going to get some people upset on that comment, yeah. But yeah, you know, I'm good start to the season for sure. Without a doubt. I mean, fantastic. The Angels are playing through some adversity right now. They don't have their real starting crew there. A lot of them are out. Matt Duffy, it sounds like now David Fletcher is going to be out for an extended period of time. If not, I heard the rest of the season possibly with hip surgery. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but we will see. I know you love hip surgery.
From a catcher standpoint, it's different. From an infielder standpoint, it's not as bad, but
I don't think the Angels will miss David Fletcher that much. I mean, that's a tough thing to say. I know that's a very tough thing to say, but from a shortstop, I'll take Tyler Wade and Andrew Velasquez, because like you say, they pick it, right?
They do.
They pick it. Okay.
But you are going to get hate mail for this, because
that's fine.
David Fletcher is the GOAT in terms of Angel fans lingo.
John.
Yeah. I mean, disagree with you. I don't. I think that the Angels can win games without David Fletcher. He has had a rough start to the year. He's played very, very badly offensively. It's been poor, to say the least. Like, it's Andrew Velasquez poor, to say the least.
And just backing up why we said go get Correa, go get Story, go get a shortstop this offseason, and we're going to continue to preach that next offseason too.
Yes, yes, right? 100%. So hopefully it's not a season ending because we don't wish that upon anyone. No. Hopefully he is a really good clubhouse guy though. So if we can keep him, you know, keep in this race until July, you know, he gets his 6 weeks off or whatever it is. It would be nice to get somebody like that back. You know, it's almost like getting Dexter Fowler back last year if the Angels were still in it in August. You know, he kind of brings a little bit of juice and things like that. So hopefully it's not too long for David Fletcher, but minimum of 15 days.
Yes. Yeah. We were talking about it beforehand. 15-day IL, kind of weird. Whatever. Yes. We're not going to talk about that though. No. We still don't quite understand the 15, 10-day type of thing going on, but it is what it is. We'll work with it. On to some more things. Nate, I got to bring it up. I do. Joe Adell got scratched in AAA. Adrian Plasencia got scratched in high and low A. Yep, I'm stirring the pot here. Yep. And Alexander Ramirez, not scratched, but Alexander Ramirez got pulled in low A as well. So it's kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see any injuries. Maybe, you know, just giving Adell a day off, but he only played one game. Before he did get the night off, which is kind of weird in my opinion. You think he'd be getting, or he played two games, I take that back, but regardless, you think he'd be playing a little bit more. But I don't know, kind of
maybe
some
weird he's the new taxi squad.
He could be, yeah. You never know. Dell might be coming back up for all we know at this point.
Taxi squad,
yes,
not necessarily coming up, but just
no, I don't think squad. I don't think he taxi squad him. I think you bring him up if anything. You have to.
It's weird that they didn't bring him up. I will say that I was shocked to see Aaron brought up. Yeah,
Whitefield. Yeah,
I was shocked.
Yeah, no, I mean that's a good thing. I it's always cool to see that, you know, they'll pick up from AA, in a sense. So
he does have major league experience, but it was just a weird. I guess if you're going to bring up Joe, you got to play him, but it's still weird.
Yeah, so I am. Regardless of what happens, it'll be interesting to see here in the next 24 to 48 hours if we see Joe Adell, if we see some type of trade. I don't know. Just kind of some weird stuff going on in the minors right now. So let's get on to this big series win. By the way, Nate, I probably would have picked 2 of 3. I'm not going to say that I did, you know, but I think we both
probably would have had him 2 of 3 as well. Yeah.
We'll both give us a point on that one just because I think we both – I think we both would have picked 2 out of 3, looking at matchups and everything like that. But – regardless, I got a point for the series before. I think, what are we all?
We're
do
tied.
I take a one? We're tied now at 3. Yeah. 3 apiece at this picking of the series predictions. So there's that. You're welcome. Take the point. 2 points. I think I'm on a 3-point streak now somehow. 4-point streak maybe. I don't know. Whatever it is, we'll make it work. I think it's 4-4. I'm just going to start adding points. 8 series in or something like that. 4-4. So, let's go ahead and just get onto it. Kind of a weird feel today on this episode of Talking Halos, but let's get this rolling here. Angels take game one of the Washington Nationals series, 3-0, big shutout. I actually threw back-to-back shutouts in dating back to the Boston series. And they bring it into the Nationals series. You know, just a really good all-around game. Diaz came in, you know, kind of a spot start type of guy. 5 innings, threw a lot of ground balls, 4 walks, unfortunately, 4 strikeouts, only gave up 3 hits. And then it was exactly what you want out of the bullpen. Ortega came in, bridged that gap to the big 3, where you saw Tapera come in, get the hold, Loop come in, get the hold. And then, I mean, Raisel Iglesias, I think he threw 5 pitches or something like that. I'm trying to look here. Threw 6 pitches in that inning, by the way. Absolutely lights out. Yeah, 5 strikes, a lot of fun. Just a, you know, a good all-around team win. Mike Trout went 2 for 4, had 2 RBIs. I don't know if there's much we can say about that game, really, is there?
No, quiet day from the offense. The Nationals starter had been having a rough season so far, and the Angels didn't really hit him around too much. Diaz came in, big start for him. We saw him a couple starts last year. So that was encouraging to see the Angels could go to the minor league system and go find a guy to at least throw 5 innings. We have not seen 5 innings out of the young guys very much this year. So very, very big start from Diaz.
Absolutely. And not just going and picking guys up on the waiver wire, in a sense, going and getting guys in your minor league system, which is huge as well. So let's move on to game two of the series. Angels drop that one 7-3. Just felt like one of those games, to be honest. I think at the end, like, that's exact, like, just felt like one of those games where you could tell nothing was going to happen. Angels went down in the first, 1-0. They gave up another run in the second. Lorenzen just, I don't think he really felt it. He looked good. Just, I think the Nationals kind of just had his number that day. Yeah, there was a little bit of fight from the Angels. They had a 3-run inning, but really, other than that, Nationals just kind of had their number that game. That's all it was, in my opinion. It was a baseball game.
For those of you who don't follow Jared Timms, it's all his fault. The reason the Angels lost this game. So Jared did tweet out it was going to be a long day for the Nationals.
I saw
two or three
good changeups. Lorenzen looked good in those first two batters, and I was like, you know what? Let's just go out there and say he's going to have a good day. And then home run, I'm like, well, it's only one. He still looks good. Gives up another run, and I was like, oh, God, here we go. It's going to be one of those games. So, yes, that's fine, Nate. I did pitch for Michael Lorenzen. I did hit for the Angels that game. It was all my fault somehow.
They did have to face Josiah Gray. He's gross. He is very good. Very good piece from the Max Scherzer Trey Turner trade they got. And he's been tough this year. It's not like they were facing, you know, some guy they found off the street. This guy has been a legitimate prospect for the last couple of years, and he has pitched well this year. So it was a tough one. Lorenzen didn't have his stuff. I know a lot of people were talking about his cleats, the Vans cleats that were special made for the game. And, you know, he got an exemption to use those, but maybe, I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. One positive to take away from it is, and even dating back to the Red Sox series, Jared Walsh is getting hot. That's scary to put him in this lineup. You know, he wasn't too hot to start the season off, but looks like all of a sudden he's getting hot and hitting the ball hard. So I'm excited to see, you know, him in this lineup actually doing something rather than just, you know, being a replacement level guy. So
somebody's got to pick it up because Marsh went ice cold. So we do need somebody to pick it up, and we're glad that we have somebody to pick it up.
Yeah, yeah, and absolutely. And Jared Walsh, all-star last year, had a fantastic first half, probably suffered a little bit, probably had that Shohei Ohtani type syndrome where, you know, he didn't really have anybody around him when you have Jack Mayfield and Phil Gosselin hitting between you and Shohei Ohtani. And then behind you, it's Max Stassi, you know, like, it's not, it, you know, you
it's an elite happen. Lineup.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. No, but all right, let's get on to game three of the series. Fantastic game. You have to watch this one, Nate.
Of course.
It was honestly not a great game until the ninth inning. Can we just agree on that? Like, it was just okay.
If Tanner Rainey just threw three fastballs outside, Shohei Ohtani, soft ground out to second, flare fly out to the outfield, game's over. He made a mistake, and that was huge. Big, big, big thing for the Angels because Shohei Ohtani looks lost right now. It's not good.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, Shohei Ohtani, fortunately enough, he got something he could hit, and it was like, all right, like, this is one of those swings in the ninth where it kind of turns somebody around, I think. I know we've seen Ohtani kind of flying open with that front side, and
it's bad. You know, it's really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, I know you say this could be an Ohtani starter. I'm hoping this is a Rendon starter. Yeah. Rendon goes line drive up the middle to walk it off. I hope this is the start of Anthony Rendon getting hot, because I know his WRC plus says he's a little bit better than the league average player, which is crazy to me. It's because he's walking, but it's still, you know, you look at the numbers and you're like, where is he creating runs? Like, this is weird. But no, if this is somebody's time to get hot, I hope it is Anthony Rendon, because this guy needs it. He deserves it. He's a really, really good human being. And I just want to see this guy succeed. So I'm hoping Anthony Rendon gets hot because of this game.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's, like I said, if you look at him analytically speaking, he's having a pretty, you know, he's having not too bad of a year. If you look at him at old school baseball, it's like, what is this guy doing for you? You know, batting average wise and even defensively, in a sense, like, he looks good. He looks good to the eye, but he hasn't really been that good analytically speaking by the numbers, which is a little bit weird for Anthony Rendon. But but we're not going to hold it to him.
Some key errors and things like that as well. It's weird. Like, you look at him and you're like, he looks like a guy who should be making $7 million the way he's playing right now. But by the numbers, he probably should be making somewhere between 12 and 15 million based on his WRC plus and other things like that. So lost. I'm lost when it comes to that. I hope Anthony Rendon gets hot and he gets his average up to about 280 and starts to show some power and, you know, makes the slant a lot deeper, because it cannot last with Taylor Ward and Mike Trout hitting every day.
No, I agree. There's a lot of potential in this lineup, but definitely needed to see some more guys step up. And I think we're kind of starting to see it now, hopefully moving into this tough Rays series. And we'll talk about that shortly, but back on to this third game again. I didn't think Sandoval looked all that great. He looked okay. Nope. threw 101 pitches, 66 strikes. That's not the recipe for success. Angels, nope, again, probably shouldn't have won this game. Came down to last out in the ninth inning. Fortunately enough, the Angels score three in the ninth. Had a lot of fun. Again, a fun game, fun ninth inning for sure. And a win's a win. I'll take a win. But, you know, again, Angels probably shouldn't have won this game. I didn't think they played well enough to win this game. They did just, you know, they came in clutch. And that's kind of what the story's been in 2022 so far. So, you have anything to take away from this series, Nate?
Great play by Andrew Velasquez up the middle in this game. He still can't hit water if he fell out of a boat, but at least he can pick it. I was a little shocked they pinch it for Wade in the sixth. I thought that would have been an opportunity to let Wade hit and then pinch it for Velasquez, because they ended up shifting Velasquez to short, letting Mayfield play second. I thought that was an opportunity for, you know, Wade, who's been probably the MVP. Now Taylor Ward is probably the MVP, but before Taylor Ward got hot, I would say that Ty Wade had been the MVP of this team. So I was a little shocked that he didn't get to hit in that situation. They let Velasquez hit in his situation, which he tried to bunt, and then he grounded into a double play. It was just, like, absolutely terrible. I'm really glad they pinch hit for him in the ninth. I was hoping they would, you know, but I could so see Joe Madden just saying, yeah, we'll let him hit, you know. He can bunt him over. He can do something. But, yeah, very good. Reguifo getting the call up, goes walk, huge AB from him, mm-hmm. Taylor Ward singles, and then, you know, the rest is history. So really good job by the bottom of the order to get something going.
Absolutely. And that's, again, I think that's the key to the Angels' success, if that bottom of the order. And that bottom of the order kind of scares me right now. I know they're producing defensively, but, you know, Andrew Velasquez.
Six through nine has been bad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, 100%. I agree. But regardless, series win, take it. The Angels are off to
Jaime Berea again. Hmm? Another huge clutch outing out of Jaime Berea.
He deserves starts.
I'm going to keep saying it. I don't think he does. No, I'm not going to start him. Personally, he's had so much success out of the bullpen. I'd open for him and let him go the second inning on. That's just me. I don't think you need to go get another starter. I think you could have somebody like Ortega or somebody like that to maybe even Myers. Like, who knows? Somebody to open for Berea and let Berea go, you know, two through six, maybe even into the seventh. And now all of a sudden you have Loop, Tapara, and Iglesias to finish the thing off. But Berea has been unbelievable for this bullpen, where we didn't even know if he was going to make the team.
Yeah. Yep. Him and Ortega have been again, keys to the bullpen, huge bridges to the big three at the end of the bullpen, at the back end of the bullpen. So, speaking of openers, we can get on to series previews. You know where I'm going with
that. That was part of the reason why I mentioned the opener. Fantastic. The Rays are going to open on Monday.
Is this Jeffrey Springer is actually going to be an opener? Is that who we're going with here? Who's actually starting for them? Do we
it
know?
Is Springs. Springs.
Springs, not Springer. Springs. It's Jeffrey Springs. Springs. Can we just kind of tip the cap? I know we talked to Kenny Rosenberg about this, but tip the cap to the Rays, because I didn't even know who this guy was. I'm going to be honest here with you. I look at his stats. I'm like, oh, no, you know, no shit. He decides to, you know, pitch bad with Texas, pitch bad with Boston, and then all of a sudden goes to Tampa and then has a 0.69 ERA to start the season off.
14 Ks in 13 innings. It's
a Tampa guy, you know?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He was good. He was good last year, not great.
Yeah.
But this year he has just been unbelievable.
Still, Tampa being Tampa. So let's talk about this series. Tampa comes into it 18-11. We got a fantastic – I think it's going to be a real fun series. I really do. I don't know how the Angels match up against a highly analytical team like this, but it's going to be –
You say they match up good with every playoff team.
I know.
I had to throw how they match up.
I don't know how they match up.
Had to.
I know
it is a matchup of two 18-11 teams, so very similar records. It's going to be interesting to see what the Angels have for Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is going to come at them. We know that. And one of the best young players in baseball is going to be here with Wander Franco.
Shohei Ohtani.
I said young players.
Taylor Ward, Mike Trout.
Young players.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There are a lot of fun players. Let's get on to predictions here, if that's all good with you. Game one, they're going to go opener Jeffrey Springs against Noah Syndergaard. Who do we got in that game?
I just keep rooting in Noah Syndergaard, so I'm going to go Syndergaard wins game one.
Depends who they bring out of the bullpen, but Tampa being Tampa is tough. I agree with you, though. I think Syndergaard takes them. Let's get on to game two, the old veteran and Corey Kluber against Reed Detmers. What are you thinking here?
I got Kluber. I think Detmers goes 4 1/3. Tampa Bay really, really makes him work hard. They're going to be very right-handed. It's going to be very tough for him to get outs. He's going to be lucky to get through four, honestly. I think Tampa wins the game. Kluber doesn't have a great start, but good enough to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, again, Corey Kluber, you know, goes to Tampa and decides to be good again. Weird how that works, right? Tampa being Tampa again. But I keep wanting Reed Detmers to, you know, be that guy. I don't want to see him throw the curveball that much. And I think it comes down to that changeup, especially if you're going righty, 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 righty against him. I believe that the slider and changeup with Reed Detmers are better than the curveball. I think that curveball is a nice get me over pitch, but I would hate for him to continuously throw that pitch and try to get outs with it. So I'm going to go Corey Kluber as well. However, I'm going to put the asterisk next to it. I think if Detmers works himself into the fifth inning, if he gets through the fifth inning, the Angels win this game. Is that a fair thing to say?
Typical. Always got to give yourself an out.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to give that little asterisk there. But, you know, I'm going to go Corey Kluber and the Rays. So it comes down to game three where – and I apologize. My dog's going to possibly bark. I don't know what's going on here. Yep, there he is. Getting on to game three, though, Shane McClanahan. I absolutely love this guy. I wanted the Angels to draft him against Shohei Ohtani, two absolute flamethrowers. It's going to be another fantastic, fantastic game. I wish this was like Sunday night baseball type of thing, because this is going to be a fun one.
It is Wednesday afternoon baseball, I guess, 4 o'clock start time. It's going to be an interesting one. It depends on how the Rays pitch the Angels. McClanahan, like you mentioned, the fireball guy, he's going to throw a lot of fastballs. Angels do hit the fastball. That is something that has been brought up a lot this last week, is how well they hit the fastball. And you've seen a lot more teams throwing a lot of breaking balls. Boston throwing a lot of breaking balls against them. And as we saw, Washington threw a lot of breaking balls against them this weekend. If McClanahan has the slider working and is throwing a lot of off-speed pitches, the Rays win this game. If he's throwing predominantly fastballs, which I think he is, I think the Angels come out and win the game. Ohtani not going to have his best start because Tampa Bay is going to grind him again. He's going to get through five, but the Angels are going to win the game thanks to the bullpen that was bought.
I don't want to be
putting
that
the pressure guy. On you.
I know. I don't. I'm letting you pick this time. I don't want to be that guy, you know. But I'm gonna say I want to say the Angels win. I think Shohei Ohtani pitches very, very well. I'm very, very similar to what you're having to say. I think if McClanahan comes out there and can't command the off speed and can only throw fastballs, Angels are gonna jump all over that. And it's gonna be a long day for him. However, I'm gonna say just for the sake of it, Tampa wins. Just for the sake of it.
That's right. Negative Nate strikes again.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm just going to say for the sake of it, again, this is going to be one of those series that we could see in the playoffs. You look at it, and I think the Angels have to play this game. But again, I like how the Angels match up. You know, after talking about all three of these series, you know, if it's Syndergaard against – I mean, look at what Tampa could throw out there in a playoff series, right? What do they possibly throw out in a – four-game series. What's their starting
McClanahan throws one of them.
Kluber probably throws one of them, right?
Yeah.
They probably go opener in one of them, we would assume.
They could.
Probably. And then their fourth guy is
– I mean, they got Drew Rasmussen. Drew Rasmussen's throwing the ball up. Baz probably throws – honestly, he's been hurt. That's why we're not seeing him in this series. So I think it's probably McClanahan, Baz, opener. McClanahan, Baz, opener. I don't think Kluber pitches in the playoffs.
That's fair. And I think, so you look at from an Angels standpoint, it's Syndergaard, it's Ohtani, it's Sandoval, it's question mark after that in that fourth game, you know, just like Tampa is. So I think, again, you look at a playoff series against Tampa, it comes down to the hitting, and I think the Angels kind of have their number. I think that they pitch a little bit better. I think the bullpen's a little bit better. But I think the Angels are, and we've talked about this before, there's a reason why in that 60-game stretch, it was Tampa against the Dodgers, right?
Yeah,
they were built for that. They were built for that. I don't think Tampa's quite built for a playoffs. Just what I think. So I think the Angels match up just as good as them.
They are if they get somebody back healthy. Like if Glasnow comes back at the end of the year, that would be
Glasnow and Baz back. That's a scary team.
That would put them over the edge. If Tyler Glasnow comes back, I know he's coming off the elbow injury. Probably not going to see him this year, but if he comes back in September, that is going to be the thing that puts Tampa Bay over the top to win a World Series.
Yeah, I agree. So any final thoughts before I let everybody go?
We'll see. I just wanted to see what's going to happen with your pot stirring.
Yeah. No, I'm over here, you know, pouring gas on the flame, poking the bear, stirring the pot. I honestly don't know. I'm intrigued to see if Joe Adell finds his way up tomorrow, or if somebody goes on the IL again, or if a trade happens. I'm truly intrigued to see. It's a constant look at the phone to see if I get a text from anybody. So guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to this podcast here at Talking Halos. Again, making us the best Angels podcast out there. Again, we're going to try our best to be more and more consistent. We do get busy. Again, Nate coaches, I coach, we have jobs and everything, but we will try our best to stay as consistent as possible. I know we have an off day on Thursday, so that should make it a little bit easier for us.
What's an off day?
Yeah, I know, right? There is no off days. It's been 17 in a row. It's a much deserved off day for the Angels. And I think
it's funny too, because they're still going to play 7 games this week.
Yeah, they go doubleheader, don't they?
Yeah.
So, well, we will see how it goes. Again, guys, if you're looking to start a podcast, go to Blue Wire. They are fantastic. They let me do whatever I want. Again, Blue Wire, if you're listening to this, nice fat shirt with Blue Wire on it, I will gladly take one of those and help you guys out a little bit more. And yeah, guys, again, you can follow myself on Twitter at Jared_Tim. You can follow Nate at NateGreen34. Happy Mother's Day out there to all the moms. I don't think we have any moms really listening to this podcast, but happy Mother's Day. I don't know.
You never know.
You never know. So I just got to throw that out there as well. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Have a great
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around, a watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.